Okay.
Isn't that when the Catholic...
It can only stay till 12 o'clock.
What is it?
It can only stay till 12 o'clock tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We have a proposal that after we deal with time-sensitive issues, there are two of them in addition to this budget finance issue, that we reassemble and announce immediately a meeting for the 30th of July. Is there any discussion? That's a Saturday, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a Saturday. Is there any discussion over that proposal?
It's a Saturday day or night?
It would be during the day.
I would propose, Mr. Chairman, that the meeting start at 10 a.m. in the morning while people are refreshed and not late at night when people are tired.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, not
okay, so if there's no discussion, may we vote on the proposal that Dave brought forward that we meet on Saturday, July 30th? The time will be, it will be a daytime meeting. It would be LSB. It's an LSB meeting. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Okay. Those in favor signify by raising your voting card. That would be the 30th. Okay, let's clarify. We're voting to reconvene, but we're not adjourning this meeting. We're not adjourning this meeting. All right, here's the point of information, Madeline.
Okay, will the Finance Committee have gotten to where by that time we'll have something to talk about?
We'll have to.
Yeah, we'll have definitely something to talk about, and there'll be other agenda items that we probably won't get to tonight. Okay, those in favor of a July 30th daytime meeting, please raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
We have 4. Opposed?
I'll be in D.C.
Abstention? There are some, did you count the abstentions?
One, two, three abstentions.
Okay, now people, would the Finance Committee then defer the rest of your report to next Saturday? There's no action. A week from Saturday.
July 30th. Are you going to meet here this week? Yes. 10 meetings. That's not going to work.
Okay. All right, Lamont.
Just a quick clarification. I want to make it clear to the body here that in looking at these budget matters, I don't mean to convey the notion that we're local stations are full of wreck and things that actually involved. So I want to I want to set the record straight on that. But what I think is important to us is to keep up front. This station and Steve has been quite successful in this, making sure that of the stations, we have the surplus. And there's no doubt it's the fundraising, the support the station doing. And we have to ask ourselves, do we want the others, the national, to tap into our money every time we have a surplus and they have a problem?
Okay. Thank you.
That's one of these.
I'll be commenting.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do now, we're going to move to the agenda item that is time-sensitive. And if you look at your agenda here, it will be, and then this is only because so the public will know what to comment on in addition to the finance. And
I've never read a lot of words.
Okay, that's right. Is there any objection from the body to move to agenda item 8, bylaws working group report? And can we make this very quick, Lydia?
Did everybody receive a copy? If they didn't, they're right here. The bylaws. There is a bylaws amendment that will be. Yes, I just have them on the board. And there is a bylaws amendment, and basically what it does, and this is just because the time constraints in the bylaws, you have a membership vote to overhaul the many issues that are related to elections are not realistic in terms of having a bylaws convention and getting it done in time, given the notice that's required in the bylaws. So therefore, we set minimally the big problems we've had in the past two elections is A, the election supervisors haven't had enough time to adequately put the ballots together in a timely manner. They've run into problems at mailing houses and so forth. More importantly, is that there hasn't been sufficient time to receive the ballot, or if you don't get your ballot and it gets returned to the network for them to figure out where you really live, and or for you to say, I am a member and prove it and not get your ballot and meet our quorum. This station in particular, as did others, had a really difficult time meeting their quorum last time. So what we have done is we have just minimally changed the internal date, and we're keeping the same, the elections will open, this is next year's elections for this board, July 25th. The nominations will close August 25th instead of September 25th. So you have a month to apply. That's more than enough. Most people tend to apply the last day. The record date, meaning the last date you had to become a member is August 16th. The ballot would be mailed September 30th instead of October 15th. But the ballots would still be due November 15th. So you can see you get extra time in between. The ballots would be counted by December 1st and the rest of the same. So here is the timeline, and this is where we come in, is that it will be voted on hopefully unanimously or majority vote tomorrow night at the Pacifica Governance Committee. I point to Dave because he's the convener, and it's a special meeting. If it passes tomorrow night, then it will go to the national board meeting, telephone board meeting on Monday. If six directors support that amendment and it passes on Monday the 25th, on Tuesday the 26th, Eva and the station has got to start running the cart regarding this bylaws amendment twice a day for 60 days. In order for this to be voted on the last day of the PNB, because the 60th day isn't until Saturday of the PNB, so Sunday of the PNB, they can vote it, and at least this little part is set for at least the next election. The bigger goal is to change the elections altogether, a lot of support for having elections in the spring instead of conflicting in November. So, you know, but listeners, it's very important for you to be aware of this. You'll be hearing the card if this moves as planned. And that was it, just in case they wanted any comments. And I am tabling the GM Evaluation Committee report on Saturday.
Okay, very good.
No other report.
Thank you. Would you keep time? The first comment, Luis Garcia.
I'm asking the board to consider passing a resolution endorsing the first ever National Prisoners' Rights March, August 13th in Washington, D.C. You can get more information about this at journeyforjustice.org. That's the website for this march. As a member of the Senate Select Community Committee on California's Correctional System, we are endorsing group for this march. And I would like APSA specifically endorse it. I encourage you today to communicate via email, whatever it takes, if you meet again next week. FACTS is also a participating organization in this, and as a member, David Bolshev was bicycling from LA to Washington, D.C., a total of 3,000 miles, and we're asking donations to support that effort by making donations to partners and creating involved in that. And last comment, as you know, every time I hear Chicano community referred to as a Latino, I'm always going to stand up and repeat myself. But it is getting disheartening to have what I say fall on deaf ears.
And what I want to say is that it's an injustice, it's an inaccurate, it's derogatory, and it insults our right to self-determination to guarantee to us that the treaty law of the state of 1848.
Time. 90 seconds.
Latino refers to a Spanish language and is not a term of ethnicity nor geography. And it gives preference to the Bolivarian ideology that's current in Central and South America, giving preference to them. And when that's mixed in, Guatemalan Aboriginals are not included in that ideology, and it excludes them.
Thank you very much, Luis. Pedro Baez. Baca?
This is Baez.
Oh, Baez.
Okay, so first of all, originally I was just going to speak about the fact that as a member of the Logistics Committee for the Million More Movement, so we meet every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Beverly, I have invited Soul Rebel Radio and Sojourner Youth to come and to visit with us so that they can become involved, and we might be able to incorporate both of these informative youth committees to start putting news on the air with regards to what's going on with regards to the Million More Movement. However, what I want to do right now is I want to address what I felt was very, very distressful and very, very alarming news that Lamont has given us with regards to what's going on at the national level and as well as BAI. Having been from New York for years, BAI was the flagship station of Pacifica. This was the key, and this is from where Comfort all the other stations began. Now, it seems that BAI, if you go there and you look at their website, it looks like something out of an alley, while KPFK is really now the flagship station for the nation, because I visited the websites of all of the affiliates, and this station has been perhaps the most informative, the most complete, and the most revolutionary website that I have seen for a public radio station, and I commend KPFK and your web designer for what you did. It is absolutely fantastic. That's number one. Number two, we obviously need to get on this right away. As, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. As Dave has said, we can't just be throwing money out, you know, just when they, you know, they come knocking on the door and they have their hand out. We should have an accounting. We should know exactly where it's going, for what its purpose is. We just shouldn't be there just, you know, taking money out of what we have raised, okay, to sustain this radio station. And because we have been successful and we have had prudent management, thanks to Eva Georgia and to the rest of the hardworking people at KBFK, that now it should be penalized, and you know, we have to give up what we've worked so hard to get.
Thank you, Pedro, very much. Thank you for your kind words. Augustine.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, on the eve of the second anniversary of CRC, before you to discuss the issue of faith building. And from what I understand, and talking to some people who have broken it down to me, the reason that the WBAI is in such problems is because it's narrow in space, it's alienated a lot of people, and consequently, a lot of abuse is coming in. On the other hand, you have KPFK, which 2 years ago accepted a block of Spanish and bilingual and indigenous language programming, and KPFK is doing well. It should be doing better. We work from La Causa and from CRC. We work with people in Orange County, an underserved community that has a lot of problems. As a matter of fact, this weekend they had in Laguna Beach, there was a celebration of a workers' city-sponsored workers' location, and the SOS went down there to attack it. One of the people we worked with, now he was chased by a skinhead with a knife. He filed a complaint to police, and we did not touch him. Did not arrest this guy.
Ten seconds.
Okay. What we're here for is we're asking
to have those people that we work with out there have their own radio program. I have talked with Eva about it, and you know, mentioned to her a few days ago. Also, to a celebration for CRC was promised to us by the management, and I suggested to them it would be better if we had a forum, an open house in Orange County. We can get a location for you, the Unitarian Church
in
Anaheim, and I think it could really help to build a base out there in Orange County. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nora Sanchez?
To continue on this theme, we would like to have a program. We've been working with, there's like 30 activists out in Orange County. They're constantly being harassed. They're constantly being arrested. And one of them recently won a case for using a bullhorn in the October 22nd march last week, which was Maui, a guy who got chased by the skinhead. And we worked with Fla Loca. Those of you who have heard our program, you know Fla Loca's commentaries with regard, especially to police abuse issues. He's like an expert on it and helped us a lot. And there's others. We're working with them to develop a program designed for them to have either an hour or half an hour, but they definitely need some time on the air. As you saw when they went and confronted most of the people that went down there were from Orange County, although other people did go from LA County to confront the Minutemen in Martinsville. You heard it on our radio program. It was shared by other radio programs because it's right there. And it was happening and everything. But these people need to have something on their own. We can only do so much from our program because there's so many issues going on right now. We have the killing of the baby down here in Watts. We have the SOS over here in Baldwin Park. These people are going to the border. But these people really need help. They're isolated out there. And I think because we do have a sound system, we can, you know, we are diverse. We broaden our base. We should broaden it more so that it doesn't happen to us. It happens to somebody.
Thank you.
Orange County.
Thank
you. The OC, but not that way that they had it.
Thank
you. Not that kind of program.
John Wenger.
Okay, pay attention to the comment one. The issue is the national office, is it staff to the PNB, or is the PNB a rubber stamp for the national office? Think about this. This is a fundamental theme. This is a real big problem. They're acting like the PNB is a rubber stamp, and they need to be some staff. And similarly, I think that the LSB should regard station management as a staff to the other committee function. Philosophical thing, just think about it. Let me get out of now. Number two, financial openness. Only the PNB directors have rights to examine financial records. LSB delegates do not. And of course, listeners have no records at all. No rights at all for examination. Previous labs have proposed complete transparency to the extent allowable by law, and we don't have it. You guys need to fight for it. This is the most crucial thing in the whole network. 1.5 years and still no financial transparency under the new bylaws. I propose that the KCFA working group to find number three to form alternative support for WBAI. We can give them our program. We can fundraise for them. Salary should be public. We may need a bylaw change for this, but the president and Schwarzenegger and the mayor's salary should be public, and so can our own salary be public. WBAI has 40 full-time equivalents. They're proposing a 10% cut of 4 people. Their salaries are higher than ours. They pay that Bernard White $65,000. We hired ours at $50,000. We should not work 4 stations in order to save and just one. Instead, it's better to lay off everyone there, use a clear channel model, until we can raise money for them to bail them out of the hole.
You have 10 seconds.
We should have carryover meetings like Newton does, because the lab doesn't get it done when we get it marked like this. This should be a regular thing. The KCFK lab, LSB should lead, not follow the PNB. We have the creativity here. We have a system that's working all in all, and we should not try to follow the PNB direction. Instead, we should try to establish best practices and export them to the network.
Thank you very much, John. MV? Is there...
I have one question. What is the program council for, but not to bring programming decisions and proposals to, and why isn't that happening? And the financial issue, I think it's just not just 1.5 years. Like John said, I think it's forever. It's been forever. And the bylaws
changes haven't made any
available
yet.
Not the rest.
Thank you for
that
person. Thank you very
much. And John Doe 3. I think we've got eight our roofs that are very, very past their prime. I think we've only got 2 greens on this council, but we're losing hundreds of pounds of fluorocarbons to our atmosphere. And our vendor, who contracts lines on it, we need to move those down to the parking lot. And a membrane roof, which is almost impossible to buy in California because our roofing contractors are so corrupt, is a 50-year roof. If we put a electricity-producing membrane roof on that roof of ours, we'll have an asset. We'll have an asset that will last half a year, I remember. They've got 30% high rise vacancy, persistent for the last 10 years in this state. I think New York has had a worse high rise vacancy. The other office running towers, which are some of the cheapest rentals in New York. When the Twin Towers went down, they probably lost 80% of their radio cycle. I suggest it's probably what's happening. We can't afford to lose our radio sites as they are. If only Empire State Building, we have to hang on to that with all of our chiefs. I dare anybody to prove that with this growth in affiliates, they're distributing any of KPFK's programming. They never have, and I don't think that's changed.
Thank you very much. And then finally, Deli. Incidentally, people contributed $142 to the Defense Committee tonight.
And I think it's a privilege that they have not commented directly on any KPFK issue. I just want to announce that I was informed by Margaret that there has been a new wave of clampdown on supporters of Alexander Gates. Some of the very senior supporters of RIT have been arrested overnight. So she wanted me to ask members if you have places to which you can make telephone calls on this matter, please. For my Tuesday, I'm sure we're going to have conversation from election reference so that people will help us make telephone calls of support or something in relation to this matter. It's also announced that we have the representation for the first time in the KPFK meeting. A member of the Early Taxi Drivers Association. We hope we can work them for the interest of the rights of taxi. And then lastly, I want to inform all of you that I have borrowed the service of your treasurer in coordinating the financial affairs of my defense committee. She helped us to manage as much as $10,000 in the process of my struggle. And I want to thank you very, very, very much for taking the time.
Okay, members of the board, I believe that inasmuch as we have set a meeting for relatively soon, out of respect to the administration of the UCLA Labor Center, who now are reminding us it's 10:30, that maybe we had better adjourn this meeting, and it will come back together on, I believe, the 30th, we decided? On the 30th. The UCLA Labor Center is being very generous, but the folks want to go home to their families. That's right. Many thanks to the listeners, sponsors, and others. The chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Now, adjourned to... You know what? I think it's more important that I keep going. I'm going to get a report that we're going to give to Kelly. It's going to go to the meeting in just a second. Is there a vote to adjourn? Those in favor of adjourning?
This is a motion to adjourn to a time, to a date certain at a location to be determined by the chair.
Right, and the date certain is July 30th. Opposed? Abstention?